presenting the Al Reed Show.
Life is what you make it. Life is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin. When Mr. Glue comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on, we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Yes, introducing us to ourselves, here's Al Reed.
Have you ever thought where we'd all be without hospitals? I mean, they do a marvellous job, those doctors and nurses. They've not only got to look after the patients, but they've got to deal with all the relatives who will ring up to see how the patient's going on. They're never off the phone.
Hello? Is that the hospital? The hospital? Oh, how's the mother? No, a mother. No, she's that big woman on Ward 9. You can't mistake her. As you go in on the left, she's in the first two beds. Yes. No, only we're very worried about her. Yes, she's got our premium bonds in her handbag. Yes. Well, when we rang last night, you said she was as well as could be expected, only we're a bit worried because we weren't expecting much. Just a minute.
He said there's a slight improvement. Shall we not bother sending that get-well card?
Hello? Is she all right for grapes? Grapes! Only, I know she's got plenty of figs. No, figs. Because we brought her a full box and she didn't eat them. No, well, she only went in for observation and we're wondering if you spotted anything. Well, if you do find out what's wrong with her, will you be sure and don't tell her or we'll never hear the last of it? No, she's still talking about the time she had croup when she was only three then. Just a minute.
He says she's spent a restless night. Shall I tell him you found her pyjamas?
Hello? You don't happen to know if she's had a blood transfusion, do you? Only we left a bottle of black currant juice on the locker. Yes, and when our Fred called at visiting time, he said it was empty. Empty. Only with the night sister wearing glasses and pardon? Yes, well, the specialist was seen her this morning and we were wondering if he'd said anything. Well, do you know if he managed to get a word in? Just a minute.
He says he thinks she'll be coming home on Friday. Who's going to tell her we've let her room? No, but it's a different thing when you're in hospital yourself. I mean, lying there in that ward. They're all the same, these hospitals. And there's always some whining Willie in the next bed who can't wait to cheer you up. Have you noticed?
So you've come to life then, have you?
Pardon?
I say, welcome to Stalag 13.
Oh, I'm sorry, I must have dozed off.
Dozed off? You've been out to the wide for 3 days. There's been a mad panic here every time you've stopped snoring. Well, 3 o'clock this morning, I thought you'd snuffed it. Screams round you and everything. You've not ordered a new suit, have you?
No.
Well, they've been measuring you for something. How do you feel now the dope's worn off?
Oh, I feel fine.
You don't look it. I don't know what it is, but I'll lay 6-4 you've got it. As soon as he wheeled you in, I said it's a waste of time this fella ordering his Sunday papers.
Oh, I'm all right. I've only come in for a check-up.
I wouldn't bet on it. Chap over there had his appendix out and he only came in to mend the telly. Have you met this house surgeon?
No, you're not like him.
Talk about your life in their hands. I say, talk about your life in their hands. You've only just sneezed and he has you on the operating table. The way he stares at you sends the shudders through me. You can see he's in another world. No wonder they call him Doctor Who. Have they found out what's wrong with you?
Not yet, they never will.
You've got a headache, they want a second opinion. Are you off your food?
No, you will be.
I don't know who cooks the meals round here, but they're making my missus seem like Fanny Craddock. I'm not kidding. You need a local anaesthetic to face the breakfast. But you want to see what the doctor sit down to? She was going past with a tray last night, biggest piece of steak you've seen in your life. I'm not kidding, another 3 inches, I could have milked it. Anyway, there's going to be a right barney when he does his rounds this morning.
Why, are you going to complain?
Not half. He's threatened to send me home tomorrow.
In any hospital, when treatment has to be carried out, one thing you can depend on is that the patient will place himself in the nurse's hands with complete confidence. In fact, it's the sympathy and understanding that exists between nurse and patient which enables them to remain calm in any circumstance, whether it's an injection or a simple application of a linseed poultice.
Who? Ow! Oh, get out! Get out!
Now see, you've got to have this poultice on while it's boiling up so you can just put that stick down and come from under that bed. Now, come on, lie down flat. Now then.
It's too hot!
It's not too hot. You've got to learn to trust me. Now, we'll try again. Now keep still.
Get up!
Now, that wasn't very nice, was it? You've upset your rice pudding all over your chart. See, can I put it on if I let you blow on it? Now, be brave. So now, steady.
Ow!
See, I've not got it out of the packet yet. It's no use, Doctor. He'll have to have it for his tea between two slices of bread.
Mummy. Why are your hands so soft and
black? Well, it's the bubbles, darling. They're kind and
gentle. What's bubbles?
Well, you see, Dad, when Mummy uses the soap, it mixes with the water.
Why?
Well, Mummy must use the soap, dear, so that she can do the washing up.
Why?
Well, it's necessary, darling.
Why?
Well, because if Mummy don't... Why?
Oh, beggar off.
Of course, it can be said that a dog is a man's best friend. But this is all very well until you call round to see a friend who's got a dog.
Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Come in. Come in, it's all right. I've got him by the collar. No, no, let me shut the door. If you touch that door, he'll go for you. Woo! Come here! Come here! Steve, squeeze past at the back while I've got him. Only I don't let him go, he's not had his dinner. Now then.
Woo! Woo!
Now then. Now then.
Woo!
Now then.
Woo!
Now then. Now then, Mr. He's taken a dislike to you. He does sometimes. You'll be all right if you just sit there and say nothing. Only don't move till he lies down.
Woo!
Hey, come here! He wants to put his face near yours. I shouldn't let him kiss you. You'll be all right if you don't move. He'll come down when he's ready. Hello, he's got your hat. It'll be all right. He'll spit it out. And you know, he knows every word I say. He knows every word I say. Hello, he's gone on the city with it. Hey, hey, hey.
Woo, woo.
And you know, he's like a big soft kid at home. But you say the wrong word and he'll have you. And what with the way he snaps at my feet when I try to put my slippers on, and he'd fight me all the way upstairs. Then he tries to get in bed with me. Well, as I say, that's the third night this week I've had to sleep in his kennel.
We all like to get away from it at times, and never more so than when you drop off in that armchair for your Sunday afternoon's nap. Mind you, it's when you can't sleep. That's the time to start worrying. Is there anything worse than noisy neighbours? When you've gone to bed at night, we've all had some of this.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm not having this. Not at this hour. This is ridiculous, this is. Get to bed, you noisy... Shh! Get to sleep, you're joking. I could knock off quicker in the middle of a brass band concert. Oh, this is beyond all reason. Is he trying to come through the wall or what?
Well, see, can't you put your head under the blanket?
What, and suffocate myself? Bad enough having to wear this balaclava helmet your mother knitted. All the that and cotton wool stuffed in my ears, pardon? Oh, sorry, I thought you said something.
Well, see, they've gone quiet. Now try and get some sleep.
Oh, that's all we needed. That's all we needed. He's got his drill master at it now. That's good for another hour of agony. Does he not know we live behind this wall? What does he think it is, a lock-up shop? Oh, not standing for this, not likely.
But what are you getting out of bed for?
Switch that light on. I say! Have you no mercy? There's people trying to get to sleep here. If we'd wanted all this, we'd have gone to live in a good yard.
Now, see, come away from that wall.
Never mind, come away. It's every night alike. I think they wait for us to go to bed before they get up. This record player belting out full blast till all hours. Then she starts backing. And then, blow me, I'm just dozing off and he decides to practice his bagpipes. Talk about home rule. I wish they'd give us ours. Where's that walking stick we had this morning? Where's the walking stick out of that wardrobe?
No, see, now, I've got to face her in the morning. Oh, beggar that, it's morning now.
Will you kindly belt up and let us get some sleep? I say, have you no bed at your house? If he won't sleep with your missus, get him a job on nights.
See, Will you come back to bed and I'll warm you some milk?
Warm me some milk? We need a dose of chloroform to sleep through this. I'll find us a quieter place. Go and live on the M1. I thought it was bad enough last Saturday night when they had that party. Singing and shouting till 4 o'clock in the morning, then banging car doors and revving up, then yelling good night to each other. Only open the bedroom window and said, are you sure you can't make a bit more noise? And one of them said, I think so, and set a firework off.
You're upsetting yourself. Try to get some sleep while it's quiet.
Oh, God. I'll get some all on that clock for tomorrow as well.
Shh.
Well, would you... Ready? Got their tomcat at it now. Where's my shoe? Get this window open. Now, get out of it, you big black... You want to come and look at these... Come and look out of this window. It's got three of them right in the middle of our geraniums. Get out of it, you big monkey. Hello? Who's hammering our front door off its hinges? Hello? Oh, it's you, is it? I beg your pardon. And you. Well, how'd you like that for cheek? It's him from next door in his pyjamas. Would I please keep me voice down? They're trying to get some sleep.
But don't go away, because here and now we're taking the lid off the post office. And as I say, what with having to come to this post office on Mondays for the children's allowance, then popping down on Wednesdays for his postal order, and again on Fridays to collect his pension, then we've to come to post his pools on a Thursday. She won't lift a finger, you know. Well, as I say, it got to such a pitch in the end, we thought it over and decided the only thing to do was to come and live next door.
Yes, but looking round this post office now, you wouldn't think that over 100,000 postmen...
Postmen, no.
...in this country were delivering 50 million letters every day.
They really, yes. Mm. They certainly get some...
They certainly do get through
some... Shoe leather, yes. Well, I will say that our postman used to walk 23 miles before he got to our house, and, you know, never once in 14 years did he shut the gate.
But, you know, when you think, last year, the post office had a turnover of £95 million.
Mm.
I mean... Just imagine they can make £2 million in a week.
Weak moment, yes. Yes. Well, I put £5 in the post office savings bank in 1933, and I've never regretted it. Even when I lost the book. Like I say, I can't even get it out. What chance has anybody else?
But it is marvellous, you know. I mean, when you think about... When you pick the phone up, I mean, and ask for a number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wonderful to think that the post office dial 50 million numbers every day.
Yes. Mind you, I will say that for them. They do usually get the right one in the end.
Well, I can't get over it. I mean, there's 24,000 post offices in this country alone.
Mm.
You can send a letter from here to New York inside a day and a half.
Yes, wonderful. And to think we've been queuing up here 45 minutes and all we want to took me stamp. Of course, the key man in any post office are the... men behind the counter. They have to deal a dozen different matters all at the same time. To keep the queue on the move, they must make lightning decisions as each new face appears at the other side of the section window. Right, next please, withdrawals. Other side, madam. Next, yes. Telegram, you've not signed your name on the back. That's not my fault, sir. There were nibs in them all this morning. Next, please.
No, sir, we don't recruit policemen here at all. Next, please. One registered, four and a penny. Take that dog off those scales, madam. They don't need to be weighed to be licensed. Send him where, madam? Railex, 14 and 5. Have you got a cloth, madam? Next, please. No, sir. I've told you I can't register a parcel without string and sealing wax. Next, please. What's that, sir? You want a license for Gilbert Arden? Certainly. Certainly. Where are you keeping him? Next. 43 Tuppence Ames. No, sonny, you'll have to lick all those yourself. Next, please. Parcel for... Oh, thank you very much. I've been waiting for that. Tommy, come and take over. He just brought me fish and chips. An important feature of the post office service is the sending of telegrams. You can walk into any telephone box and dictate a telegram to any part of the country. What could be more simple? Hello? Hello? Is that the telegrams? Will you tell me, Mother, I'll meet her at the station? No, she's coming this afternoon on the train. Yes, yes, yes. Well, she sent a prepaid reply, so I haven't put anything in. Where does she walk? Well, you know that house on the corner of Brookfield Street? It's near a garage. No, it's near a garage. Not a cabbage. A garage. Well, she's moved from there. You are? Just a minute. Will you put get earliest train stop until last stop? Stop. Glad to have you. Stop with us. Stop. Mind you don't get lost. Stop. Just a minute. He says we don't need to keep saying stop. He hasn't even started yet. Hello? Will you read it back? Just a minute. He says he thinks it'll sound better backwards. Can we take something out? Hello? Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. She knows she's coming by train, so we don't need to say that. Yes? Oh, you're right. She'll have to get off at the last stop. It doesn't go any further. Yes, that's right. Oh, well, what does that leave us with? Just a minute. He says, all we've got left is get lost, and that goes for him, too. Of course, the nerve centre of every general post office is the department where all letters and parcels are sorted in readiness for delivery. It is vital that the work is completed with speed and accuracy, and this depends upon the harmony and teamwork of the men behind the scenes. Let's just take a peep into the busy sorting section.
I'll go for that big ginger-headed postman yet, Jimmy. I'll have his life yet, so help me. You're not telling me he's got 14 bags full out of 3 letterboxes. I know his tricks. What he hasn't delivered by 9 o'clock, he posts. Well, I'll swear he takes them home and brings them back when I'm on nights. I'll have his life, Jimmy, so help me. There's one here I've sorted 3 times, to my knowledge. Keeps writing not known here on it. I wouldn't care, but it's addressed to Somerset House. And keep that bottom door shut. Whizzing in and out of here with them red bands, like a circus. Just backed one off here now. 3-tonner. Bringing the 6 o'clock collection. I get the back down as one little parcel. I'm just stamping it, and he has the cheek to shout, "Put that parcel down, it's my laundry." I'll go for him yet, Jimmy. I'll have his life. So help me. I've never been off my feet since 8 o'clock this morning. He gets me arguing with Big Taffy, and when I look round, he's dumped another 27 bags behind me. One chance, have you? Oh, and that reminds me. Just keep an eye on things for a minute. I want to nip out and post a letter.
Life is what you make it, such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Zoom comes around.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is
life. For the past 30 minutes, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asked us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Cordites, Alan Ainsworth, and the augmented Northern Variety Orchestra, and to thank Frank Cook and John Horvell for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.